Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Here we have a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie, as we always do on Tuesdays at 11:45. Hoff, what do you have for us?
Sal, we're going to start with you, my friend. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. The Jets will play more primetime games than the Giants.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I am going to... Now, the Giants have no, international games.
Right, none.
And the Jets have the one in London.
Correct. Denver Broncos.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. I think BT's going to get his wish. Jets are going to fly under the radar this year with the national games. I think the Giants get at least two. They're the Giants, and I think the Jets max out at one.
Yeah, that's my hope, man. I want to fly under the radar here. I'm going to agree with you. Bald-faced lie as well. I would agree. I think that, you know, I don't even want to go to London. The international game is a big annoyance for me, but I want to just fly under that radar, bury us at 1 o'clock. If it's against the Giants, then I'll professionally find a way to watch both of the Giants after I watch the Jets. I don't want to be on Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night or any prime time. I want the Jets to be able to operate in a shroud of secrecy this year to build that little, like the foundation of hopefully becoming really, really good without all the eyeballs.
I'm with you there. The one thing that would suck is if they both play at the same time the majority of weeks, which I wouldn't want the Jets and Giants to do. I know there's ways to still watch. I just hate that idea. Also, when is the London game? Is it early?
I believe it's October 12th.
Week six.
Yes,
they just October 12th. That, yeah.
That's not good again because it runs into the Yankees and Mets postseason.
No, I know. So I'm probably not going to be able to go. That's why I couldn't go last year. Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, that's a me issue. Jet fans don't care. Yankee fans don't care. It's all good.
I'm just saying for your purpose. All right, BT.
Pete Alonso should not have... bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Pete Alonso should not have been celebrated for showing off his sack fly abilities for the walk-off yesterday.
Now, the wording confused me. Say it again, just the first part.
Well, I just wanted to emphasize sack.
He should not have been celebrated
for his sack fly walk-off yesterday.
No, I have no issue with that. So, if I'm hearing the question right, that's a bull-faced lie. I got no problem. Bull-faced lie. I'm confused.
Me too, Hoff. What was that?
What's going on?
Bull-faced lie, bull-faced truth. Pete Alonso should not have been celebrated. So, should he have been celebrated?
No, he should have been celebrated.
Right, so that's a
bull-faced lie. Yeah, listen... you celebrate accomplishments. Now, some there's going to be more raucous environments, like a grand slam walk-off versus a diving catch for the 27th out. But you win a game at that level, and you have good vibes with the team. You have a big season. Celebrate.
It's,
I don't care.
It's the double negatives that are confusing.
I'm confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, so even after hearing it three times, I'm confused. I have no problem with him celebrating that. Bold-faced lie as well. Hey, we'll walk off win, sack fire, and I get the job done. I mean, it's better than striking out, passing it to the next guy. He strikes out and doesn't get the job done.
Yeah.
The only reason why I couldn't care less about it last night, because the Knicks were going on. Like, it's one of 162. The Mets are good. The Yankees are good. We'll get to them. Don't worry. We'll get to them soon. Right now, I want to immerse myself in all things Knicks. So a sack fly walk-off winner against the Pirates of all teams doesn't exactly register to me.
I get that. And same with me with the Yankees last night. Obviously, the Cabrera injury was a little bit of a different tone. But no, last night was all about the Knicks. Real fast, I want to just see where Pete's still on pace here. Because the thing that jumped out, obviously the average and all the other stuff, but very few strikeouts this year. So right now, Pete Alonso is on pace to, I mean, you'll take this ratio. Strike out 139 times and get 100 walks. So minus 39. I don't have his. I can promise you last year minus was not minus 39. So that's much more balanced. Getting on base more, striking out a little bit less. That's good. And that's why he's hitting 315.
Hoff, last one.
So bold-faced lie, bold-faced truth, Sal. Boomer Esiason is BT's sugar daddy when it comes down to gifting Jets presents.
Huh. That is a bald-faced truth where Boomer continues to just give BT swag. And, I mean, anything Jets, it's always coming your way.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything other than the Jets that he's gotten that he's given.
Well, the helmet.
But Jets. Although,
well, saying, you get you get a lot of anything Jets related. It comes off of Boomer's back and onto your shoulders.
All the Jets merch, shirts, and all that.
I'll take it off a truck. I'll take my hands are out. I'll take anything free.
It's not a bad sugar daddy to have, Boomer size. But yes, I would say that is a bald faced truth. At least when it comes to Jets stuff.
Yeah, I think that. Let's face it, Boomer likes me. Let's face it, Boomer respects me. So
he came in today and flung that new Jets hat at you. That's why Hoff comes up with this question.
That's a great looking lid here. And what I liked about it is that it's not like, you know, I'm sniffing around the studio like some, you know, some sycophant, some, you know, looking for an autograph. He just loves me.
Like Peter Schwartz, you're saying? Somebody like
that's
that.
That's messed up.
I didn't mean that. Somebody
like
that.
Somebody like you. And he just walked in. We were actually, did we actually start the show? I think, or the music was playing.
The update was going
on. The update with Jerry.
And you just see this big.
Well, he just barked. He didn't even knock.
Yeah, Boomer decides to come in and fling it to
you. The big Norwegian just busts his way in. He flips me a sick hat. I'm like, that's my boy, Booms.
I called him out for it. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Keep on giving BT's free stuff. He goes, do you want the Giants hat? I go, no. I don't want the Giants hat.
Whoa, did he ask me?
No, he didn't ask you either.
I gave him a hard time, and he asked me either. He said you haven't had a radio need one.
Yes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes,
well, they have it. So, yes, Boomer, you would say bald-faced truth.
Boomer, I would say bald-faced truth. He is, I love me some Boomer. And it worked by the way with the freezer last night with KP.
That's right.
Let's go get those Cavs and get those Pacers jerseys ready.
We got to get him a Halliburton jersey. Who are you rooting for tonight in that game?
It's funny. I definitely want to play the Pacers. I want four potentially games at the Garden. But I'm I do want to see the Cavaliers battle back. Ideally, the Knicks win the next game, which I'm not so sure that they will. But right. Ideally, they win that. They end the series. They get to rest. And this other series goes a little longer. But the risk is, the danger, you know, you get Mitchell healthy. That series goes longer. Cavaliers are better than the Pacers. I think the Cavs are better than the Knicks.
Right.
Not that I'd give them no shot to win. But I just... I'd rather play the Pacers for sure.
Yeah,
no question.
Plus at home, I think I just want the Pacers to win and get it over with. I don't care about the rest.
Messing around.
I want the Knicks to end it in five, and I expect that they will. I want the Pacers to just put the nail in the Cavs and set it up. It's felt, I don't want to say inevitable necessarily, but it's felt like it was going to be that way for a few days here.
Mm.
Knicks-Pacers, I want the rematch. I want revenge on them. I want home court. I'm ready for that. Now, when would that series start? Do we have, because we were talking about this last week.
Yeah, well, it's a little fluid. Yeah.
Because if they both end in five.
Yeah, I got you here. All right, so it would be the Cavaliers. I've got two lists here. All right, so if it's the Pacers, let's go with that.
Yeah.
So game one would be May 21st, which is a Wednesday.
If it's the Pacers definitively?
Yes, it would be at the Garden. Game one, Wednesday, May 21.
Okay.
Then game two would be Friday, May 23rd. And then the next games at Indy would be game three, the 25th, which is a Sunday.
Wow.
Yep. And then game four, which is Tuesday, the 27th.
Now, Hoff, you just said something in my ear that I couldn't fully make out. They can move these games? What was that?
That's why I said it's a little fluid.
Game one
it could.
To May 19th.
If what?
That could move.
Oh, they could.
They could.
I would assume if both series wrap up in five.
That's why it's a little fluid,
all
that
right.
Part.
But then that might work out better, potentially. You'd have game one, May 19th.
May 19th is a Monday?
Right.
That sound right?
That's what he just said, Hoff? And then you could have the road game on the weekend, potentially, just looking ahead.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
But either way, yeah, I want it to be over with myself. I'm not opposed to having the Pacers get worn down a little bit more. I don't want the risk. I'm not that I'm afraid of the Cavs, because I'm really not at this particular point.
Yeah, yeah, they've been banged up postseason, really. The bigs, you know, Donovan.
My gut feel, and again, let's see what happens here the rest of the way. I feel like the Knicks are finally, my gut feel is that they're going to win the series, more specific to Tatum going down. But I would not be intimidated by either opponent in the next round. I feel like the Knicks should be expected to win.
I don't know if they'd be favored against the Cavaliers. I don't know that. But, I mean, yeah, there's more belief for me. Like, if it's the Cavaliers, I'm saying to myself, all right, Knicks have a chance, whereas Knicks-Boston coming in, I didn't think they had a chance to win.
Richie is calling from New Jersey. What's up, Richie?
Oh, guys, first of all, thank God for the Odyssey app, because I'm driving from Georgia to Alabama this morning.
Huh.
And I'm like,
why?
I got to hear my voice today.
Thank you.
It's what I do, right? But hey, man, I saw the Knicks fire on all cylinders for the first time, at least in the playoffs. And we all got to see that. And I'm wondering, did they see that? Is that what's going to carry them the rest of the way now? They can see when all cylinders are firing, what that team looks like. They can beat anybody.
Well, I mean, Richie, there's a reason, and safe driving, man. Thanks for reaching. Yeah, the free Odyssey app, if you guys missed anything, whether it's today, whether it's ever, just it's free. It's Hit Rewind. All the shows were good. So there's a reason why the Knicks were thought to have a real chance to be a championship type of team this year. This is not like the little engine that's wildly overachieving. This is who they were supposed to be. Now, I think when you look at the elite teams, whether it's the Thunder, the Cavaliers, the Celtics on paper coming in, you know, I think the thing that really held the Knicks back was a little less balance, a little less depth in terms of guys coming off the bench that can really, really carry the mail for a 4, 5, 6 minute stretch. The Knicks really just don't have that. But they've got all the components within their starting five to put up 115 points and score with anybody and, you know, make enough stops to win. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and we've seen the impact that Mitchell Robinson has. He was out the majority of the season, so he's come back healthy. Look, everything has started to come together at the right time for the Knicks. We felt that way going into the postseason where they were healthy. The way that things have aligned with the Celtics being banged up. The way that now it looks even moving forward with the Pacers potentially being there and the Knicks would have home. I mean, when you think about it, BT, big picture, the regular season would turn out to be completely useless because the 0-10 against the good teams doesn't mean anything. And the Knicks would end up having home court in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is, like, that's why you want to have success in the regular season, to have home court in the biggest of series. They might even have it in the NBA Finals, depending on who they play.
That's true. Oh, look at you wandering forward.
Well, I heard somebody say that, I think it was a week ago. I don't know if it was with Evan and TK. I heard a caller bring that up.
It's true. If the Thunder get there, they wouldn't.
Right.
If it's anybody else, they would.
Right. I mean, so the point is, think about
shape
how,
it up nice.
You, like the way that you would say, hey, perfect on paper is to be the one seed and have home court throughout. They may end up with that anyway. But even more important than that is the health that the Knicks have right now, and the landscape of the way things have fallen in the NBA postseason. It's all coming up next.
It is, and it's coming together, and they dodged a couple of bullets, potentially. You know, OG's hammy, when he goes back to that locker room last night, I'm sitting there saying, don't tell me this, because that's what happened against the Pacers last year. He's fine, I would imagine. Came back and he played pretty well. And Jalen Brunson, it's like every game the guy rolls his ankle.
I know.
And every game he's fine.
I know that the foul yesterday that was reviewed, right, the flagrant foul on Brunson when they came down in the landing space, Jalen Brown was in his landing space.
Yes. What did you think of that, Cole? Because it's different for you because you're there.
I did
not think that was a flagrant.
Well, I saw the replay of it, and I get, like, the letter of the law and the rule. You can't be in his landing space. I just don't know what Brown's supposed to do in that spot.
I agree. Like, I didn't think it was egregious. I'm not getting on Brunson. I'll certainly take the call, but it looks that it's a savvy move. You know, Brunson kind of goes forward to diminish the space that Brown's trying to give him. I don't think it was dirty. I don't think it was intentional. I think they got that wrong, but well, that's their problem. They missed a lot of calls early against us.
Yeah, I know. They weren't giving the Knicks any calls here. That's what the fans were getting on last night, getting on the refs early enough.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.